Wendell Toys of Blandford. With the use of lead models in our farm, it seems shocking nowadays to think of young children playing with lead toys, but they were common in wealthy Victorian nurseries well into the 20th century. These toys were expensive, heavy, and easily broken, but a Southend businessman named Edward Kehoe found an alternative. In 1946, he was travelling in France when he found a factory making die-cast aluminium toys. They agreed to sell him the casts, and he founded the company Wendell Toys. Up on Shaftesbury Lane, there was a Victorian isolation hospital dating from the days of smallpox and scarlet fever epidemics, and it was here that Kehoe set up his toy factory. The company began production making aluminium toys, some in sets, like the Wild West, the detail even including a cowboy's cooking pot over a fire. We have a Wendell military band set out on the floor. An officer on his horse leads the parade, followed by the band leader and six musicians with their instruments, and 20 soldiers in red tunics and bearskin hats march behind. By 1948, the toys were on show at the Ideal Home Exhibition in Olympia, and toy shops across the country advertised them for sale as Wendell Unbreakable Toys. Sadly, the increasing price of aluminium and the arrival of plastic, along with cheap Chinese toys, meant the end of Wendell, and the business closed in 1952. The sets became quite valuable, with one box set selling for nearly £450. Blandford's short-lived toy factory in Shaftesbury Lane is commemorated in Wendell Road, leading to Lidl and Glenmore Retail Park.